Blog Talk Radio.
You are now connected to the Christian whistleblower, Jeffrey Dardy.
Taking on 2,000 years of indoctrination, 2 hours at a time.
Sink or swim, deep end information.
Asking questions no one else will.
Parabiblical research, spiritual technology. Personal empowerment.
Be your own guru.
Master your own ascension.
Guide your own spirit.
And now, showing you how, the Christian whistleblower, Jeffrey Dardy.
Well, halfway through the week, it is Wednesday. I'm coming to you from sunny central Florida, looking out over Lake Fairview in Orlando. Glad to be with you. I'm Jeffrey Dardy. I'm your Christian whistleblower, and this is the Fresh Daily Show, sponsored by Fresh Daily Co., freshdailyco.com. As I take a sip of Fresh Daily coffee. Fresh Daily is gourmet coffee and skateboarding, so take a look at them. And also, wanted to let you know that we are creating a new magazine. It's going to be called the Unindoctrinate Yourself Magazine. It'll be a magazine that you can download from the internet, and you can also order printed copies if you wish. I am gathering a cadre of writers. And I'm trying to get people that are not the same usual suspects. Not that there's anything wrong with the same usual suspects, but I really think there's more people out there that are worthy of our attention and worthy of our support, and that have some great things to say other than those that, you know, appear to be on the circuit, so to speak. So my hope is to expose some of the folks that are not as well known, but have very good insights, I believe, to a lot of spiritual, cultural, political, and things about life. And we have people from all ranges of ages, too, that are going to be writing for the new magazine. People in their teens and people pushing up into their seasoned citizen years, if you will, people that are pushing 70, at least, I believe. If I'm aging anyone, I apologize, but we're trying to get the first episode out by September 15th. That's going to be the Unindoctrinate Yourself magazine. It'll cover spirit, culture, politics, and life. We have people from professional skateboarders, to yours truly, that will be writing for the new magazine. So we encourage you to take a look at that and be on the outlook for that. On the lookout, I guess, would be the right phrase. And if you feel like you have something you'd like to contribute to the magazine, or if you would like to advertise your book, your product, your service, go on jeffreydardy.com, click the Contact Us button, and let me know. And while you're on jeffreydardy.com, take a look at our shop. We've got some great stuff in there. All the books, including the new book, Serpents and Doves in the Garden of the Gods. It's a stunning revelation about human creation and how it syncs, how the Bible story syncs with all the other great creation epics. We've got tank tops, t-shirts, and sweatshirts. So whatever weather you're experiencing, you can show everyone that you're ready to unindoctrinate yourself. And we are here to let you know and to help you out. Also on jeffreydardy.com, we have the Religion Watch Daily feature. And we go through that, of course, on a weekly basis or semi-weekly basis when we're here with you. And some interesting stuff, Vatican scientists thinks aliens may exist, but not an alien Jesus. There's only one room. There's only room for one Jesus in this universe, the Vatican Observatory director says. And I would agree with that. Jesus being identified by Yeshua as an adversary, and really Jesus being a front man for the Lord. There really is only room for one Lord in this universe because he's already destroyed the thing once and tried to do it again. As to aliens, you know, I'm not huge on aliens. I believe that they are a very prevalent part of our culture and that their agenda has even been injected into the New Testament. That doesn't mean that they are what we think they are, but at any rate, and I think a lot of the argument about what aliens are, oh, they're demons, oh, they're interdimensional beings, oh, they're travelers from faraway universes, many times I think it's an argument of semantics. And the one thing that we know is that we just don't know. And I think to be dogmatic and to be condemnatory towards the views of others on this subject is very ignorant and very ludicrous because we just don't know. So how can you condemn the opinions of others about a subject that we really know nothing about? But at any rate, Vatican scientists thinks aliens may exist, but not an alien Jesus. Also, on Unindoctrinate Yourself Daily, we have the story, Answer This, Bible Answer Man. And of course, Hank Kenegraff, I believe his name is, calls himself the Bible Answer Man. I always thought that was a bit presumptuous. But there's a fellow named Joel Richardson who's challenging him to a debate about replacement theology. And replacement theology is, it's just a theological train wreck. Basically, replacement theology supposes as truth the Israel as God's chosen people doctrine, even though a God that says he has no respect of persons, really it's the Elohim who we know have no respect of persons, to say that they are especially fond or loving or have a favorite race is really, it's racist, it's ludicrous, and it's textually irresponsible, unless you're a Judeo-Christian. It just doesn't make any sense. But replacement theology says that the Christian church has replaced Israel as the chosen people of God. So basically, you've got a mistake being morphed into a bigger mistake. I mean, the fact that the idea that the Israelis are the chosen people of God is a ludicrous idea. You know who the chosen people of God are? People are the chosen people of God. The human race is the chosen race of the gods. That's what the Bible teaches. So to teach that the Christian church has replaced the Israelites who are the chosen people of God is just another tempest in a teapot, another diversionary tactic to keep you arguing and fighting and bickering and keep you from seeing, knowing, and acknowledging the truth, and then the truth taking power in your life to set you free. Because the truth doesn't set you free. We've talked about that before. It's knowing the truth that sets you free. Truth in and of itself abjectly won't set you free. Unless you know the truth and apply it in your life, only then can you find freedom. Makes perfect sense. Also on Unindoctrinate Daily, formerly Religion Watch Daily, seen for the first time in a century, the Mormon Church releases photos of their secret underwear. No, I'm joking. Seen for the first time in a century, Mormon Church releases photos of the Seer Stone, allegedly used by Joseph Smith, the religion's founder, to decode the Egyptian scripts that became the Book of Mormon. The Mormon Church, for the first time, is publishing photos of a small, allegedly sacred stone called the Seer Stone. It believes founder Joseph Smith used to help translate the story that became the basis of the religion. He used rocks to translate Egyptian writings on plates made of gold found under a hill called Cumorah in New York. Well, it does sound like the story of somebody that had rocks in their head. I mean, he even admits he had rocks next to his head. He would stick his head in a bag, literally a black felt bag, and put those rocks in there. And then he would see the truth, you know, the translation. He would call it out to some guy. You know, I believe there were seven witnesses of this original discovery of the plates and the translation, and they all later recanted and were excommunicated by the church. So very, very interesting. But I mean, I don't know why they would release this thing. Why not let a sleeping dog lie? I guess it's all about solidifying their base and, you know, letting the Mormon faithful say, oh, here's the stone. Here's the seer stone that helped us. And, you know, it's not an altogether unknown of or unheard of phenomena. Basically, you could say he was scrying, which is, you know, akin to reading tea leaves or reading a reflective surface or a crystal ball. And the stones are highly polished, but I doubt he could see much when he had his head in the bag. But at any rate, I mean, here's a huge religion. You know, millions of people believe that this guy stuck his head in a bag and translated a book, and we can't get people to believe that the Bible's been distorted in 2,000 years of human religious tinkering. Sometimes it really makes me wonder. And what else? This also makes me wonder. Witchcraft suspected in savage murder of Florida family. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office deputies suspect witchcraft was a motivating factor in the savage murders of a mother and her two sons in Pensacola last week. They, you know, witchcraft is a motivating factor. Obviously, this person writing this article has no idea what witchcraft really is. About the worst thing that witches are liable to do is get drunk naked in the woods. Witchcraft has just become a catchphrase for anything that people of the Judeo-Christian mindset don't understand or agree with and have to find somebody to blame something on. Oh, it's witchcraft. I know witches. I'm not a witch. I know witches, and witches are earth worshipers, you know, vegetarian, vegan, love the planet, love all creations. They don't go around beating people to death with claw hammers. That's not witchcraft. Now, I'm not trying to absolve the persons that perpetrated this heinous act. Whatever it was, witchcraft, it wasn't. I don't know what it is, but I know what it ain't. And it ain't witchcraft. And they say it was because it happened on the night of the blue moon, and that's tied with witchcraft. It's also tied in with beer, too. They got a blue moon beer. Do you think it was a brewer that came in, a microbrewer came in and savagely murdered this Florida family in a devious plot to rise public awareness of the name of his blue moon ale? Makes just as much sense as blaming it on witches. And I'm not a witch apologist. I'm just saying, come on. Wake up and realize Judeo-Christianity wants to blame everything on something that they don't understand and that people are afraid of. And witchcraft is a very good fall guy, girl thing. So anyway, you're caught up on religion watch daily, but of course it does change daily. So you want to keep checking back to JeffreyDaugherty.com and ChristianWhistleblower.com to learn more about Religion Watch Daily. And today we are taking a look back at finishing up the story of Pauline eschatology, Paul's end time stuff. And we're reading in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And we've got down to where Paul's talking about God sending or permitting a working of Satan, a working of error. And let's just talk about what this is. Paul says in verses 9 and 10 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, who's working? Who's coming is a working of Satan. And Paul came to us on the Damascus Road when he met Jesus, who Yeshua called Satan in Luke chapter 10. Paul literally came to us in a working of Satan. Paul reportedly did all manners of signs and wonders. Paul was a deceiver, did not love the truth. A worker who's coming is a working of Satan is perfectly descriptive of Paul. In verses 11 through 12 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, read as such. My notes are a bit too annotated, so are not annotated enough, I guess. So let me pull out the Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 11. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might believe, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So God will send them strong delusion. You know, interesting, but anyway, really what the verse says in a literal fashion is God will permit a working of error. God doesn't send the delusion. God permits the delusion. God will permit a working of error that many will believe is false. God is permitting a working of error, and many people will believe what is false. The literal rendering is God will permit a working of error and many will believe what is false. Christianity, Pollyannity, is the strong delusion. Christianity, Pollyannity, is the working of error. Christianity, Pollyannity, is the strong delusion that many people have believed, which is patently false. Folks, we have identified in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 that Paul is the man that started the great falling away. Paul is the man of sin. Paul did exalt himself above all other expressions of divine worship. And that the church, he called the apostles of Yeshua, the mystery of iniquity, the force that's holding back the complete revelation of his doctrine. And then he goes on to show and to say that the Bible goes on to show that Paul is the strong delusion. His doctrine is the strong delusion, and it was permitted because, you know, men are free moral agents, and that many people have believed this lie, this error of Pauline religion. Very simple, very clear, very plain. When you allow the Bible to interpret itself. And as we finish up 2 Thessalonians, moving into chapter 3, Paul talks about in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, you know, brethren, pray for us. There are folks that are unreasonable, the folks that are wicked, folks that don't believe in me, and they are telling you to walk in ways that they have not received from me. Folks, these are the apostles of the of Yeshua. Who was teaching against Paul in AD 53? Well, we know for sure that James and Peter were doing so, and the rest of the 12 apostles were doing the same thing. And Paul says they're preaching against me, they're preaching false doctrine, they're preaching apostasy. What was their apostasy? Their apostasy was that the kingdom of heaven is here now in you. It's here today. It's not coming someday. You don't have original sin within, but you're born with the spark of divinity inside of you instead. That was their great apostasy. That was their great error. And Paul called them out, called them apostates, called them erroneous because they were preaching against his gospel. Finish this whole thing up by looking in Luke chapter 17. And I'm going to read a couple of verses to you. I'm actually going to read four verses to you. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, which, of course, is a ridiculous order, but it is what it is. And I'm working to finish up the New Testament Scramble ebook so you can find out how the New Testament, well, you find out, first of all, the New Testament is scrambled. You can find out why it was scrambled and see if you want to go ahead and go along with the scrambling. And the Diamond New Testament still available. The only Bible, the only New Testament written in its original chronological order known to man in the entire universe. And you can get it only on jeffreydarty.com. That's not true. You can also get it on Amazon. But anyway, Luke chapter 17, verses 20 through 24. And I see my time. We're going to end up with this. Luke 17, 20 through 24. Very interesting book, Luke. My mind gets drawn away to other things. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees, he being Yeshua, the Pharisees came to him demanding, when will the kingdom of God come? It's just like these Christians today. When is the kingdom of God coming? We demand you tell us. So they said, when's the kingdom of God coming? And Yeshua, you can almost see him shaking his head. He says, the kingdom of God doesn't come with outward signs. You will not see signs. And Yeshua just says, look, the kingdom of God is within you. Neither will they say, lo, here it is, or lo, there it is. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. Christian religion, Jewish religion to some extent, Islam to some extent, they're all Abrahamic faiths. They're all looking for something, these signs to come in the future. Lo, here they are. Lo, there they are. Well, guess what? It's not going to be that way. How do I know? Because Yeshua said it's not going to be that way. There's not going to be any signs. It's not going to happen in that type of a fashion because Yeshua said the kingdom of God comes not with observation. It's already here within you. And then he said, the days will come when you'll desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man. They'll say to you, here he is, there he is. Do not go after them. Don't follow them. Don't go outside the city to follow the people that say that the kingdom's coming with outward events. That's outside the city in Antioch. For as lightning shines from the east, even to the west, so shall the knowledge of the coming of the Son of Man be known. But first, you've got to suffer some things. Well, Yeshua's giving a perfect prophecy of what's happening here in the last days. The knowledge of the true coming of the kingdom is being made clear. We're making it clear right here and right now. The kingdom's not coming with outward signs. The kingdom's not coming with outward events. The kingdom is already here, and it's here within your hearts and souls because you don't have original sin. You've got the spark of God within, the spark of divinity within. That's the truth that they're trying to keep you distracted by. But Yeshua's just giving you a perfect, complete explanation, including the solution to the big Matthew 24 conundrum. He perfectly states, and it's perfectly understandable on its own, without the creation of eschatological nonsense from the stormtroopers of Rome. But yet, the Paulites want to say that we are teaching the truth. And the truth is that Pauline teaching and Yeshua's teachings are mutually exclusive. You cannot believe them both. You must pick one or the other. It's just that simple. So who do you want to believe? Do you want to believe Paul or do you want to believe Yeshua? You have to make a decision. You cannot believe them both. It's just that way. Paul's end time follies were created as a diversionary tactic to divert attention from the fact that James was identifying him as a false apostle. They were wildly successful in that regard. They have been down to this day. And now we know. Until next time, I'm Jeffrey Darty. I'm the Christian Whistleblower. And I'm encouraging you to unindoctrinate yourself.
Stay connected with the Christian Whistleblower at www.christianwhistleblower.com. On Facebook, follow Jeffrey Darty and Jeffrey Darty Show. And on Twitter, at NC Kabbalah. Visit ChristianWhistleblower.com today to learn how to create yourself and to live the life you'll love.